Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi. What's going on? Welcome into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network, episode 157 of our show and our final show of the first semester, as it's been kind of a quiet week here around Wichita. Finals are wrapped up. The first semester has concluded. There's a few teams still practicing and competing before the holiday break is fully in on us, but it's a little quieter than it's been. So we're going to go back and take a look at last week in Jets athletics, including hosting the MIAA Game of the Week. We had several great guests in our broadcasts, from President Dr. Kathleen Jagger here at Newman University to the commissioner of the MIAA in Commissioner Mike Racy. We also got to visit with our athletics director, Kenyon Spears. Lots of great stuff from our Game of the Week. Plus, we've got interviews from both our basketball head coaches. Each team picked up one big win last week in league play. The men defeating Northeastern State, the women defeating Arkansas Fort Smith. So we'll hear from our coaches after each of those wins, plus some remarks from our players of the game in each of those contests on the men's and women's side, respectively. And additionally to that, we will also visit with the director of bowling here at Newman University and Billy Murphy, as they have just kind of gotten to this quiet spot in their schedule. He's got a couple of days before their next tournament, as the men have two Tier 1 events coming up next week to wrap up their 2025. The women are done until late January, so it's a perfect time to get Billy on and talk about the Jet bowling program as well. So we've got a lot to get into. Let's go ahead and take our first break. And when we come back, we'll start off by talking to our women's basketball teams and recapping their big wins over Arkansas Fort Smith. That's next here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics, Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Donlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Donlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Donlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
We'll start our halftime show today by recapping our women's victory from earlier today. We'll visit with our influxer player of the game today, and Jolene Ramiro, who helped lead the Jets to a 77-60 win over Arkansas Fort Smith. Joe, great job today. You played awesome as a yourself and as a team. Take me through just kind of what your group accomplished today.
We just found each other. Definitely our shots were going down, and just playing really hard. And the past few practices, you know, our seniors been getting on us a little bit more, and I think that we just really came together this game and knocked down some shots.
It was a tough go of it on Thursday against a really good team. They forced you into some turnovers, but there were some self-inflicted mistakes in that game too. But today was much better, taking care of the basketball. Was that kind of a focus for you guys since Thursday?
Yeah, definitely. We ended the half with only four turnovers, and I think that's really well considering our team ended with 15 last game. And, you know, we just really tried to take care of the ball and made sure that everybody was just staying calm and just trying to play through our screens and everything like that.
I know the start of this year's kind of been tough for you. You're fighting a little bit of an injury and trying to find your way back from that and also find your spot in this group. But it seems like with every game, you just made a little bit more progress. Was today that breakthrough for you that you got it all going?
Oh, definitely. I mean, just trying to chip away again. Like, my teammates really try to push the encouragement and try to just continue to tell me to keep shooting the ball and just believe in myself. And, you know, like, Lauren, we have a great athletic trainer. She tried to make sure that I was staying healthy and then just sticking through it.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the game today, because you guys jumped out to the big lead. And then they made a run right before halftime, got right back in it. But in the second half, you guys were able to continue pushing it back out. What was the response from your team in the third quarter especially? What did you hear at halftime that kind of sparked that run to push it back away?
I think just no let up, honestly. Our team has just kind of shied away in our third quarter, and I think that we just wanted to not let off the gas and just keep going, and considering that we've been making shots, just continue to do what we've been doing and stay patient, and I think that we did that the entire game.
Awesome. Well, we've talked about this before, but I got to bring it up because I think it's such a fun hobby that you have, your photography.
Yes.
Right? So tell me a little bit about some of the things you've been working on lately in photography. Have you shot anything cool of late?
Lately, no. I mean, I've just been trying to do freelancing, like I said, just doing it for fun, and mostly editing and just getting in that vicinity and that area, but mostly just been hooping and, you know, focusing on this.
Yeah, it's tough to balance the hobby when you're in season,
yeah.
Right? You gotta find some time to relax in there,
yeah.
Too, every once in a while. But I'll have to see when you have some new photos. I want to see them, because I've told you I'm a terrible photographer.
Oh.
So I need to see some good ones for some inspiration moving forward. But Joe, the last thing I got for you is you get a week off between today's win and Saturday next week. No classes in between, everything behind you. What are you going to do to relax in between games?
Honestly, relax. I don't necessarily think that we should relax. I think that we've been that long stretch of that nine days, you know, just try to continue what we've been building on and just trying to stay healthy and relaxed as far as, like, just staying together, being chill a little bit, but that's really it.
Awesome. Well, Joe, thank you for the time.
Thank
as always,
you.
Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
That's Jolene Ramiro, our Influxer player of the game today on the women's side. Takes us into our coach's interview brought to you by Donlinger Construction, proudly serving Wichita and all of Kansas for over a century. From major builds to community projects, Donlinger delivers quality and stands the test of time. We're joined now by head coach Amy Briggs, again after the Jets' 77-60 win over Arkansas Fort Smith. Coach, we talked before the game about taking care of the basketball, valuing possession today. That was a huge point in your favor for the win.
Yeah, definitely. I thought we did a great job of just talking what we talked about. We really executed and just made really smart passes, and we had a ton of assists as well,
yeah.
And that's what I love to see.
So I don't have the stats in front of me, but it was something like 25
yeah.
on 28 or 29 field goals. That's awesome
yeah.
to have a 3-to-1 assist to turnover ratio for this group. But on top of that, it shows how well they were sharing the ball
yes.
today as
yes,
well.
Yes, definitely.
Take me kind of through what you saw from the sideline in sharing the ball and getting three different players in double figures and getting everybody involved a little bit.
Yeah, it was nice to get a lot of people in that scoring column, and that's what happens when we really, you know, share the ball, and then obviously people get into the spots that they're really good at, and just taking stuff, like I said, that we talked about where we wanted to throw the ball and the options where we needed to pass it, and then just trying to work that ball side to side to then get good actions, especially later in the shot clock.
We talked about, you know, Thursday night needing to see a good response from your group, and it felt like right away today they responded. They brought
yeah.
the energy, jumped out to a good lead
yeah.
early on, but they had to respond
yeah.
again in game after Arkansas Fort Smith made their
yeah.
own run. How did you see your team be resilient in the win today?
Yeah, I love the way we started. I mean, we are defending really, really well. We are knocking down shots. really moving the ball. And they're a good team, so we knew eventually they were going to make a little run, and they did. And we didn't get too rattled. We re-got ourselves at halftime, and then we came out to start the half just on another level, making good shots and really good play. So just really proud of just how our leaders stepped up from yesterday in practice and then kind of executing today.
And well, from today to next week, you get 7 days between games. We talked about that 9-day layover over Thanksgiving, kind of maybe creating some rust for this group. Does that provide you an opportunity to do things a little differently in the week that you have between games now, especially now there's no classes either?
Yeah, it'll be nice to practice. We still need some practice time. We are out of school now, so we got plenty of time for our practice, plenty of time to get shots up, and we'll definitely play a lot more this week. You know, everybody's, like I said, is more healthy as well. We'll still watch their bodies, but it'll be good just to get some lot of five-on-five on this week.
Well, last thing I have to ask, you know, a 77-60 win, there's a lot of good things that you can take from a game like this today, but what is maybe the biggest thing you want to take out of this game and apply moving forward?
Yeah, like you mentioned, you know, that ball movement, and then we really did defend. We stuck to the scout. We made a few mistakes here and there, of course, but we really stuck to our scout and knowing who we are guarding and defending and taking away some of their moves. So just really liked how locked in and focused they were, and then obviously it was really nice to hit a bunch of threes, and that's what we're capable of, and we shot really, really well yesterday and then this morning, so I kind of knew it was coming for us.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait for Saturday. We'll get back to it again in no time at all, but Coach, appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Amy Briggs, head coach of your Newman Jets today as we...
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back into our halftime show on 38 The Spot in Kansas City. I'm going to just move this for you right here, Dr.
Thank
Jagger.
You.
Getting to know you really well up here. First of all, thank you so much for joining us today as you wrap up another successful semester here on campus. Tell us just a little bit about some of the work that you and your counterparts here at Newman have put in this year to make it another successful semester.
Well, starting off, we had the largest entering class we've had in a long time. So we've had a lot of new activities, new ways to help our students' success, you know, reach where we are. So that's been great. For the last 2 years, we've been working on transition in our student information system from an antiquated dinosaur age system to something that's going to be more functional. So it's called Gensabar 1, and so we've been working for that on 2 years, and we just went live in the last couple weeks
that's
on that.
Exciting.
So we're adjusting to that. We've just started planning for our next strategic plan. So at a very high level, we're interested in that.
Absolutely.
But we're also doing a lot in the AI space. So we've been offering not only for our own students, you can get a certificate in AI as an undergrad here, but we also been offering a lot of AI boot camps for the business community surrounding areas. We have a lot of growth out in Southwest Kansas as well as here in Wichita. So we have, you know, the numbers out there are growing. We started out with only a couple of academic programs out there. We've had education for a long time since St. Mary of the Plains closed, but we now have agribusiness, technology, and, you know, a lot of other of our health science programs are moving out there. So our partnership in Southwest Kansas is growing fast. Things just look good.
Amazing.
We have, on the athletic side, we have 6 new coaches this year.
Yes.
So big transition year. And, of course, our new athletic director,
Kenyon,
who hopefully you'll have on the program as well.
Yes, we'll have him in just a moment. But I do want to ask you one thing. You know, as this semester comes to a close, I know you've got big visions for growth into next semester and beyond, but maybe just fill us in on one quick big project before we let you go. What's the most exciting thing coming down the pipe maybe in the second semester?
Well, we are working on the final stages of implementing a new academic curriculum that we will begin in the fall. So our faculty are working hard on that. And, you know, and I think we're doing a lot of really interesting and fun things in the fundraising space. We're trying to renovate one of our old buildings on campus, the oldest one that we didn't want to tear down. We wanted to restore, refurbish it. So I'm spending a lot of money and time asking people for money.
That's awesome.
And their time.
Well, it's exciting to see the growth of the university. I wish we had more time to visit, but maybe have to have you come back and join us in another game in next semester
to fill us in. Anytime you want me here, I'm here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right.
This is Dr. Kathleen Jagger, the president of Newman University. We'll take a quick time out here on 38 The Spot and be back with more on our halftime show right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back into our halftime show tonight in the MIAA Game of the Week on 38 The Spot, Kansas City. I'm Jackson Schneider, joined up above Potter Family Court now by Alden Stout, the Vice President for Academic Affairs here at Newman University. Alden, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know it's exciting here in Wichita right now on a multitude of forms because one, the first semester's coming to a close and that's always exciting, but two, you got big things coming up down the line in second semester as well. Tell us a little bit about some of the work you've been putting in lately.
Well, we're really excited about a lot of things. One of them is Newman University is going to have the first master's degree in AI in the state of Kansas. That's a big deal. We have a bachelor's degree, we have a certificate, and we're doing professional development for working professionals with boot camps. So we're becoming a leader in AI in the state of Kansas.
That's amazing, especially in today's day and age. That's such a huge thing. I know I use AI in a small form in my work, but I'm sure there's a lot of big things growing with that field as it continues to be such a big part of our world, really. Tell us a little bit about what the course load for that looks like.
Well, students are going to be able to complete that within 1 year, and the certificate they can complete in a couple semesters. What's actually really important, too, is every student at Newman University next year will graduate with AI in every major that they're taking. Because that's the future, and Newman University prepares the students for the future.
Absolutely. And we've seen, you know, it's so fascinating to get that into every major because it touches really everything we do anymore. So how did you feel that was, you know, a necessary next step to make sure that our students are not only prepared, but it keeps them kind of ahead of the curve to be the first in the state as well?
Well, we listen to the students. You know, they're taking these degrees, they want to get jobs, and they're looking at all these changes and they think, how's this going to affect me? So after we heard them, we thought we have to do something. We hired the right people, and we started building the programming to make them successful in any career that they have with AI, and it's part of how we make sure we serve students.
That's amazing. Well, I'm so excited to learn about not only that, but some other things that are going on academically here at Newman, because I know there's a lot of exciting growth in the university, one of the largest incoming classes in school history this year. What are some other things that you're excited about academically here at Newman?
We are really excited about a new program we have called Pathmaker. It's a 3-year bachelor's degree program where students complete the same amount of credits, but in 25% less time, allowing them to graduate with 25% less of the cost. And instead of the traditional course load, they're able to customize their degree plan for their career and also be able to do project-based learning in some of the usually traditional courses. So they're working with corporations, they're gaining real-world skills, they graduate in 3 years, and they're already connected to their employer.
That's amazing. I know. My parents would have loved if I would have graduated in one less year. It would have saved
them a lot
of money. But I'm sure that's exciting not only for parents' pocketbooks, but students because they can get into the workforce that much quicker. So that's another great innovative thing here at Newman University. But if anyone would like to, maybe a prospective student or anyone interested, where can they look for more information?
Yeah, they can do newman.edu/pathmaker. And we even have an AI application. So these two things come together where they can start exploring how Pathmaker would affect them and what they could do with it.
That's amazing. Again, newmanu.edu for more information. This is Alden Stout, the Vice President for Academic Affairs at Newman University. I'm Jackson Schneider. We'll step aside for another quick break here on 38 The Spot and be back with more right after this.
Hey friends, Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mel Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mel Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Welcome back into our MIAA Game of the Week halftime show here at Newman University. I'm Jackson Schneider, joined now by the brand new AD here at Newman, Kenyon Spears. Thank you for joining us. I know it's been a whirlwind first semester for you, Kenyon, here, getting your feet wet and getting ready to really hit the ground rolling in the second semester. But tell us a little bit about what that process has been like for you to grow in this role within the first semester.
Yeah, it's been fast and furious every day. You know, I'm very thankful for Dr. Jagger and our executive team to be able to work with them every day. They've been very helpful in the success that we've had right now in our athletic department. You know, our administration team has been great with helping me navigate the day-to-day. And I've really enjoyed, you know, meeting our faculty. We're doing faculty appreciation today, so to have them come to the gym and take part in this has been great. But it's a whirlwind, and I love to live in that life, to be honest with you, because ultimately there's an ending to it, and I do believe that it's going to be a positive ending.
Well, you're a guy that's worked your tail off really your whole life to in your past as a student athlete yourself, and in your previous roles in athletics and different roles that you've held, from coaching to the, you know, the operations side and through the actual AD type roles. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what you've learned in that process that's helped you to get to where you are here in Wichita.
Well, it all started from since I've been a little kid. You know, the saying for me is the grind is real. And I've been living in the grind as a student athlete, as a coach, and as an administrator. The one thing I've learned about Wichita is, while it may seem to be a medium-sized to bigger-sized city, it's very small. A lot of people know a lot of people, and so there's a lot of connectors into that. And I've been appreciative of meeting a lot of our alumni and donors as well, and looking to continue to grow that.
Well, we get underway here in the third quarter. I know you've been excited about this game because you're a basketball guy to your core, I know, and it's been fun to see this season get kicked off, and it got kicked off for you as the AD with two Division I experiences. How fun was that for you just to witness? Because that's where you came from, was the Division I ranks, and especially Division I basketball. So kind of a little bit of synergy there once our season got started.
Yeah, it was great to have our women's team play Wichita State and our men's team play K-State. I actually know Jerome Tang at K-State, so it was good to kind of catch up with him. But I think these are great experiences that we will continue to add to the repertoire for our sporting teams here, to give our student athletes a great experience along with a great education. So excited to continue to grow that aspect of Newman Athletics and put Newman on a bigger market and landscape to get the Newman and the Jet Nation excited about Newman Athletics.
Absolutely, and I think tonight's maybe a perfect encapsulation of that, right? Being the game of the week and getting to host a great team in Northeastern State in conference plays. You get a bucket for Deanna Douglas for NSU, but the opportunity to play on television in the Kansas City market, which of course is the home to the MIAA, that's got to be an exciting opportunity to grow the Newman brand.
Yeah, when I got the email from the conference office, and I appreciate Mike Racy being in attendance for this game tonight, you know, we want to take full advantage and again and put ourselves on the biggest platforms that we can to get our student athletes exposure, but also to get Newman University exposure to talk about all the great things that are going on and that we're adding and that we're continuing to develop here at Newman University.
Well, the last thing I've got to ask you about is not only are you new, but you've got a lot of new coaches. One of the first things that you were doing on campus was getting coaches hired and getting to know them as much as you were getting to know the campus. So what's that been like in trying to build a relationship with your new coaches and kind of build a synergy or a great relationship within the entire athletics department?
To me, it's been pretty seamless and pretty easy. You know, I'm not a sit-behind-the-desk kind of guy, so I walk around. I go see them in their office. I go to practices. I go eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner with them in the cafeteria, along with our student athletes, to be able to have softer conversations to get to know them, because there are a lot of coaches that I personally did not hire. There are some coaches that I did, and I've enjoyed every one of them, and we will continue to build and grow our relationships. But the one thing that will stay the same is the standard is the standard. It's a high standard. We're going to grow and get to that standard, and once we get there, I think everyone will see a change and a difference in how we operate on a day-to-day basis.
Awesome. Well, Kenyon, thank you so much for joining us, even just for a little bit. I always enjoy catching up with you. You always bring the energy, and I love that. I need it on a big day like today.
Appreciate the opportunity and excited about the game of the week and being able to showcase MIAA basketball and be able to be in different areas to continue to grow. But anytime you need a person on the mic with you, let me know. I'm here for you.
Absolutely. Jaden McMillan with a bucket for the Jets. And again, that was Newman AD Kenyon Spears joining us here on the MIAA Game of the Week.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are
Welcome
Newman
back into
University.
Fugate Gymnasium here in Wichita, Kansas for post-game of our MIAA Game of the Week. We had to end the night with the number one guest, the commissioner of the MIAA here in Wichita, in Mike Racy. Mr. Racy, thank you so much for joining us today.
You.
It's great to see you as always.
Yep.
And I know you're enjoying taking in our contest here tonight, but enjoying the fact that this is another successful televised event on 38 The Spot, because this has been a great partnership for our conference.
Yeah, it's a great platform. You know, they cover Chiefs preseason. They do the current games. They carry the Kansas City Monarchs. They've really turned into quite a sports station in Kansas City. And for us to have a chance to do a football TV game of the week, now a women's and men's basketball TV game of the week, it's a big deal for our conference. We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. And you mentioned football. I know it's a basketball game of the week tonight, but another great season for our conference. Teams all over the top 25. Pitt State with another great run in the postseason. I know maybe we had hoped to get a couple more league teams into the postseason, but still a great year for
us. Yeah, it was a great, you know, the MIAA, so competitive. You know, I worry maybe too competitive. You know, by the end of the year with our teams going into the playoffs, some of them are pretty beat up from a long season of MIAA competition. But it's been a great fall. We've got two soccer teams on the men's side still playing. Washburn women's soccer, Washburn and Nebraska Kearney are still alive in volleyball. So it's been a fantastic fall.
Absolutely. And that, unfortunately, on that men's soccer side, one of those teams is going to bow out because Rogers State and Fort Hays play each other in a couple of nights.
Yeah, we've got a men's soccer Elite Eight MIAA matchup on Saturday, I think. It'll be a great soccer match.
Absolutely. Lots to look forward to ahead in the next semester as well. Of course, we're counting down the days to getting back to Kansas City for what I think is one of the best Division II conference tournaments in the country, and I know your staff works tirelessly year-round for that event. So just give us a little preview about what we can look ahead to in Kansas City this spring.
Well, I'll tell the TV audience, 38 The Spot's going to be televising both of the championship games, the men's and women's championship games again this year. But you know, Municipal Auditorium, such a special venue, the history of basketball in that building. We're very fortunate as a conference that we get to play there. I know we get a lot of great fans, crowd support from our schools. Fans in Kansas City, just basketball fans, show up. It's an electric atmosphere. That first week in March, we get to help kick off or tip off March Madness in Kansas City, and it's always a fun time.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great basketball season. Our conference season's just getting started here in Wichita, but I can't wait to wrap it up in Kansas City in a few weeks.
Yeah, thanks to Newman for getting our TV schedule started tonight. I know it didn't turn out like the Newman fans wanted. A lot of really good good shots. It just weren't, they weren't dropping tonight, but it's going to be a good season for Newman basketball.
Absolutely. We're excited about our women's program on the rise and our men's team as well that had a great season a year ago, looking to build on that. But we got another good contest to get ready for on the men's side here tonight. But Mr. Racy, again, thank you so much for the time today. Safe travels back to KC, and we'll have to visit again soon.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Absolutely. That's Mike Racy, commissioner of the MIAA, and I'm Jackson Schneider, wrapping up our MIAA game of the week tonight as Northeastern State's women take it down 74-49 over the Newman Jets.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, general manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mel Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mel Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
We'll be joined post-game by Thatcher McClure here. We'll have him get set up for just a moment. Again, reminding you, Jets win at 81-71 over Northeastern State tonight. Thatcher, welcome on up, man.
Welcome.
Great contest tonight by you and your teammates.
Thank you.
But took a lot in the second half. Big-time effort from
really
just
did.
About everybody on the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Take me through just what you saw from your group tonight.
It was just a strong effort tonight. I mean, we came off the bench. Our bench players gave us a lot of production tonight. Me included, Trey was great tonight. It was just an overall great scout by Blake. He had an amazing scout, gave us the tools we needed to attack the defense productively.
Absolutely. Well, take me through, you know, Saturday was a rough night.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was not what anyone had planned for that road game against a really good team, but one thing that you and your teammates have been good about for the last year and a half now, basically, is bouncing back from tough games, right? Like, I've seen you respond from tough losses to get a win in the next game. Was that kind of an approach? I feel like this guy over my shoulder lights a fire under you after tough nights. Is that a little bit about what happened tonight?
I don't know what about this team is, but we fire back hard. I don't know if it's just like we get punched in the mouth and we don't sit down. So we have to attack back. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. Well, tonight, again, you had a great night. 20 points and a couple of huge 20. Threes. I did give you a little bit of a hard time, though. You mm-hmm. missed a couple free throws,
oh,
but you knocked
goodness.
Down those threes like it was nothing, man.
I trade on and off. I either get free throws or no threes, or threes and no free throws.
Well, those were big shots, but I think the biggest one, the most fun one, was that dunk at the end. Take me through that one.
I saw the ball. I was a little scared for a second that it was going to go out, but I had to grab it and finish the game off strong, send a message to the MIAA that we're here to play.
Absolutely. And then the last thing I got for you, on our last home game, that Education Day, I kind of talked to you on your way out the door and said, hey, you hit 1,000 points today. Did you know? And you're like, heck yeah, I knew that. Take me through what it was like for you to not only hit 1,000 points, but to just kind of look back at your career and what's gotten you to this point.
It means a lot to me, man. It just shows like how much hard work I put into this game. It's just so much time, man. And it's like it finally like 1,000. That's a lot. No, not many people can say they got that.
Absolutely. And one of the fun things I get to say, and I don't know if I've talked to you about this a lot, but mm-hmm. when you were at Tabor, mm-hmm. I was at Kansas Wesleyan, and I think you dropped 30 on the Coyotes at one point.
Yeah.
So at least I've been around for a lot of these points. So I've gotten to see
a
ton of them, and it's been a blast. But take a second here and tell me a little bit about, you know, just your journey, one stop at Tabor, then coming here, what you've learned as a college basketball player.
Man, I mean, it takes a team, number one, of course. But I think it starts from the top down. I think when your coach is strong and he builds that into your program, you can't go wrong. And just having a great group of guys. Everybody's just so fun. The chemistry is amazing. If you don't have a good team, it won't really work well. And our team is amazing.
Awesome. It's been fun to watch so far, and we got a long way to go. Get some rest tonight. Congrats on the win.
Thank you so much.
That's our player of the game tonight, Thatcher McClure. Our player of the game, again, is brought to you by Influxer. Go to NewmanJets.com and click on the Influxer tab to learn more. That will bring us into our post-game coaches interview, brought to you by Donlinger Construction, proudly serving Wichita and all of Kansas for over a century. From major builds to community projects, Donlinger delivers quality and stands the test of time. Again, we are joined up above Potter Family Court by the head coach of the Newman Jets in R.J. Allen. I'm Jackson Schneider. And, Coach, that was kind of a crazy one, back and forth. We had talked before the game up here about the fast start was going to be really important for your team to try and respond, and that didn't happen. But they responded after that slow first couple of minutes. You get down, and they responded well.
Yeah, they did. I was proud of how they responded. You know, we're trying to get the message across to our guys, like, hey, you know, Northeastern's going to come in with a sense of urgency, and we were correct. But our guys didn't waver. They didn't allow the poor start to, you know, compound. And so it's just one possession at a time. You know, just keep chopping away at it, and they did a good job of that tonight.
Absolutely. Now, the response from Saturday, that was something I asked Thatcher about a moment ago. And, you know, Saturday didn't go the way I think anybody wanted. It was kind of a tough night at the office against a really good team. But you and I have talked about this group's resolve and how they bounce back from tough days often. And I think that's certainly the way things went tonight. And again, that can be proven with that tough start. They bounce back and they continue to fight. And I think we're learning that this group is, if nothing else, just a tough out, and they're not going to lay down easy.
Yeah, I think, you know, games like last Saturday at Oklahoma Baptist, a really good basketball team, gives you an opportunity to kind of, you know, test your group. Mm-hmm. I think every coach in America would probably say you don't want to play your best basketball in November. You want to learn more about your basketball team. And so that gave us an opportunity to face adversity, get back to practice. Their attitudes, their effort in practice this week was really good. And so you get that opportunity because of a game like last Saturday to kind of learn and grow and get better and then go from there.
Well, you get bounce back action tomorrow, or not tomorrow, Saturday, excuse me, against another really good team. Arkansas Fort Smith looks new and improved, a lot of new faces and a lot of talent. And I know Coach Gibson's group's going to be hungry coming in here tonight. How do you build off of this win and carry it into Saturday?
Yeah, it's like we did tonight. It's possession by possession. I think you can't, you know, overlook anything, and you just want to try to, you know, break it into small games and be detailed and you know, recover quickly and just get ready for a good team. They are, you're right, they're a great team. They're very well coached, got a lot of respect for their program. And so for us, we just, you know, we got to come in and we got to be detailed, and we got a battle, and it's just possession by possession for 40 minutes.
You mentioned recovery, and it kind of jogged my memory, so I want to ask, but if you don't know a lot, that's totally cool. We just want to check on Jake, because I know he took a bit of a blow late in the second half. Is he doing all right?
Yeah, I think he's fine. I think he took a blow and you know, maybe got up a little too quick, but it's got his bearing straight, and he's fine.
All right. Love to hear that, as always. Got to keep the guys healthy for sure, but appreciate the time as always, Coach. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
That's RJ Allen, head coach of the Newman Jets tonight, as they take down the Northeastern State Riverhawks 81-71.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined over the phone now by the Director of Bowling here at Newman University and my good friend Billy Murphy. Coach, how we doing? Long time no see.
Yeah, we're doing great. Life's good, and, you know, the kids are on break for a little bit, and just life's going good.
Yeah, you're on a short break here. I know it's been 100 miles an hour for you for the last month or two, but and you still got a little bit of work on the lanes in the coming week or so, but get a chance to catch your breath and relax a little bit here. And
I wanted to catch up with you and talk about how this season has started off with for both of your teams. I mean, we just heard that the women are ranked 16th in the country in the latest rankings. So sounds like things are going well.
Yeah, things are good. The ladies, you know, got off to a really good start and kind of just went off of that momentum, finishing the first half of the season 36-13 and, you know, 73% win clip, which is fantastic. And getting back into the top 20 in the polls is just it's a nice reward for the ladies and their hard work.
Well, looking at the ladies, you know, we talked a little last year, and I think you had told me a few times, you know, that they were younger and that they had to kind of do some learning. Do you feel like they've taken the necessary steps in the last year or so to continue elevating this program?
Yeah, I think so. I would tell you we're a little ahead of schedule based off of the results of the first semester. The ladies are, I mean, honestly, their work ethic is fantastic. And, you know, we got a couple freshmen in this year that have had a nice effect on our group. You know, Claire Jacobson is averaging over 200 for the first semester as a freshman. And, you know, she's been great. But we're still pretty young. You know, one senior, Cassidy Miller, who just came off a knee surgery. So she's been slowly getting back up to speed, and she bowled really good at the last event. And, you know, besides that, we're a lot of freshmen and sophomores. So, Tally Scott is a junior, and she's played a lot too. So, still pretty young, which is a great thing. But they're going to be exactly who they are, which is a hardworking, gritty group of young ladies that are going to fight all the time. And, just their desire to be good is a strong key factor for them.
And for a team like them to be so young and to be clearly very hungry and motivated to continue working and to, you know, keep building this thing. How do you find this gap kind of in the schedule? Because it was go, go, go for them for so long, and now they're off until the end of January on the ladies' side. Does that kind of halt some of that growth, or do you have the group that's going to continue pushing even with a couple months off competition-wise?
Yeah, no, this group is, just their work ethic. You know, we can't, you know, once that first part of the season over, you can't really practice them for a couple weeks. So it's all volunteer for them. And, you know, we weren't really working with them, during that period, but they were all in the Bowling Center practicing. So, you know, I think they are a group that, you know, during finals week, you know, they're still coming out and practicing just to get away from the academic piece for a couple hours and just do their thing and keep getting better. And I know over the break, while they're home, they're going to be working. We kind of told them to take a couple weeks off and then get back to it. And most of them did not take that time. They just got back in the Bowling Center and are working hard on their own time. And so I think we'll be fine. Just the ladies' desire to be good is just a great asset for all of them.
Now, I know it's bowling is a little different for some of our listeners than the traditional other sports like basketball and baseball, where it's Division II competition solely. You're playing against a lot of bigger institutions every single week, and being ranked on the ladies' side, especially 16th in the country, but being the second highest ranked, quote unquote, Division II school has to be a point of pride as well, right? Like you're competing with some really big dogs out there and hanging tough with them and surpassing several of them.
Yeah, it is really cool to see and kind of where we want to be at. You know, the big D1s, it's just like kind of like any other sport. You know, the financial piece, you know, is just what it is. They've got, you know, more scholarshiping and all that. So for our ladies to be in that stratosphere with those teams, it just says a lot about our group and their their desire to compete at that level.
Absolutely. And again, we're visiting with Director of Bowling, Billy Murphy. Coach, I wanted to kind of pivot and talk about the men as well, because they, as much as I want to give the ladies flowers for being ranked 16th, their men continue to work hard and see great results as well. They've won a couple of tournaments. They finished in second place a few other times, but they've had a couple of weeks off competition-wise now and are building into the end of their new year, or their winter semester here next week. So tell me a little bit about the men and kind of what you've seen from them growth-wise this year.
Yeah, you know, the guys are a totally different group from our ladies. The guys are an older group. We've got a bunch of upperclassmen, and they've been through the gauntlet, you know, several times. And they're doing a good job of bringing the young guys along too. But they, I would not say that we have competed this year at what their level truly can be, which I actually think is a good thing, because I think we should be peaking in, you know, March and April during postseason. And these guys know that, and they're working on their games. But the results they've had says a lot about who they are, too. You know, we've got one tournament win. We actually have two tournament wins out of the six events, and all top fives besides that, you know, competing with the likes of Wichita State and all the top-ranked teams. And they're saying that we haven't reached how great we can be yet. You know, the group at the current moment is ranked third in the power rankings, and nationally, we haven't had a coaches poll come out, but the power rankings, they're third in the country right now. So it says a lot about who they are and where they're going to be come February, March.
Absolutely. And to kind of feel like they haven't fully reached their you know, full potential, so to speak, and still have two tournament wins, and especially that Leatherneck Classic where you're beating a lot of high-level competition a couple of weeks ago. I know that banner from the Leatherneck Classic's on your office door, so I had to bring that up. But take me through that, and, you know, to go up to Illinois and come home with a big old trophy and some huge wins to build the confidence of this group and keep them moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, the cool part about these guys is they are, they love the match play portion of it. They kind of went through the gauntlet. The three teams that we beat in the match play part to win the tournament are three teams that are ranked in the top 10 in the power rankings right now. So, it kind of gave us a peek of what their ceiling is. Which there is no ceiling for these guys. They can do anything they set their minds to. So it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch them win and compete. And we just got to bottle that up and compete like that all the time.
So again, you'll have a little time the next few days to relax a bit, but you've got a couple of men's competitions coming up here to end the month of December, and then they'll be back at it in mid-January, but you've got a little bit over a month now until the women get back. So take me through kind of the work and preparations that you'll see for your team over the next couple of weeks. I know they'll get to go home and enjoy the holidays as well, but break down for us just kind of what the next couple of weeks look like for each team.
Yeah, for the guys, we have two Tier 1 events coming up in Las Vegas, December 17th through the 22nd. Both fields are sold out. There are 60 varsity teams from across the country, probably two of the best fields that we'll face all year. So that'll be great for them to go out there and compete. And then, you know, the holidays come. They'll take a couple weeks off, and then they'll get right back after it. A lot of them are home away from Wichita. They'll be practicing in their home centers because when they come back, we actually have an event the weekend before school starts on the guys' side. So they'll need to be prepared and ready to go as soon as they get back. The ladies are kind of doing the same thing, you know, just practicing while they're at home. You know, they'll call every once in a while and ask for a little help or, you know, send a video here and there. But they'll be getting ready. But when they get back to school, we will have 2 weeks before we compete in the Saints invite that Maryville hosts. But I'm sure that we'll be ready to go. Everybody knows kind of what the goals are and where we want to be come postseason. So I'm sure that they will be ready to go when they get back.
Well, absolutely. I have no doubts about that. But now for you, you know, you get a little time this week to relax and a couple of weeks at the end of the year. What does Coach Murphy do to unwind and relax?
Well, what Coach Murphy is going to do to relax is December 27th, he's flying out for an 11-day recruiting trip and just watching a lot of bowling and trying to find some prospective student-athletes for the future. There's a couple of events out in Vegas. One of them is called the Main Event, and it's a youth tournament that goes from the 27th through the 30th. It has about 200 or 300 kids from the West Coast. So it's a great place to find some young people that you think can affect your program long term. And then we roll right into Team USA trials, which we have 6 or 7 of our athletes that are competing during that time. So we're going to be out there watching them and trying to help them reach their goals as well.
Awesome. Well, so all I know is you're a busy guy, and for that I appreciate you because you made time to visit with us, Coach. I really appreciate it as always, and we'll be sure to check with you again here in a couple of weeks as things heat up in January.
Yeah, that sounds great. Hey, thanks for having me. It's always great to talk to you.
Of course. That's Director of Bowling, Billy Murphy, here on the JetCast. We'll take a break and be back to wrap things up right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Final segment of the JetCast today as we wrap up our show by taking a look at the upcoming calendar in Newman Jets athletics. Let's begin with Saturday and Sunday. Jets wrestling on the road competing at the Midwest Classic in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's a huge tournament and a big opportunity for a lot of our wrestling athletes to put in some great work and continue building on in the first year of a new head coach for the Jets wrestling program. Coach Mitch Arnold, of course, is doing a really good job of building this team, and not just for now, but for the future as well for the wrestling program. But they'll be busy this weekend again at the Midwest Classic in Indianapolis. Then also on Saturday, games at 1 and 3 p.m., men's and women's basketball, both hosting Kansas Christian in a doubleheader. And we'll have both those games for you, of course, on the Newman Jets audio network, as well as the MIAA network video as well. More basketball for you Tuesday afternoon, as we'll have Tuesday afternoon contests against two separate opponents. The women will play at 1 o'clock against McPherson College, and the men will play at 3 o'clock against Southwest Baptist. So another couple of big matchups for both teams. And then later on into next week, the bowling team on the men's side, of course, as we discussed with Billy Murphy earlier, they'll head out to Vegas for a couple of days to compete in the Glenn Carlson championship for the first 2 days of that trip. And then the second 2 days of that trip, they'll be competing in the collegiate shootout also in Vegas. So two tier one competitions. Also, Thursday, December 18th. The Jet women's basketball team will head to Kansas City, and they will compete against Rockhurst University, 5:15 tip-off on that one. And I will be making the trip to Kansas City to bring you play-by-play of that contest as well. So we'll have the free audio stream broadcast on the Newman Jets audio network for that. And then the final day, or final event, I should say, of the first semester is the Jet men's basketball team on Sunday, December 21st, 3:30 p.m. tip-off down in Ada, Oklahoma. The Jets will take on East Central University to wrap up the first semester of action. But if you missed anything there, or you need to go back and double-check some dates or check out all the schedules, be sure to download the Newman Jets app with all those schedules and game times and information for you, as well as broadcast information where you can listen or watch the games, the recaps. Download that Newman Jets app today. You can also visit NewmanJets.com/calendar and view the full composite schedule of Jets athletics there as well. But that is going to wrap up our first semester of the JetCast. It's been a ton of fun the last several weeks. It's been busy, busy, busy. But once we come back for January, it'll pick up even more so as we get deep into conference play on the basketball side of things and look for a lot of other things to build into the spring competition season as well. But I'm Jackson Schneider. Thanks so much for tuning in as always. This is the JetCast on the Newman Jets audio network.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.